The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
ass. Got it. Lucas, leave that in.
Hi, everybody.
Dice roll.
Oh, hell. You guys want to, I don't know, play some D&D or some shit?
Yeah, sure. We survived the hurricane.
Yep.
Hurricane, maybe.
It sort of showed up. It may still...
Like me to this session.
This session?
Oh, my coffee is still very hot.
Which burns more?
That coffee or the truth?
I'm going to sleep.
Or when you pee.
No, I'm good on that one, ladies.
So, Camp Righteous.
Camp Righteous. This is the place with Dracula?
I don't think you're with Dracula at this point, as I recall.
Right, but I mean, is it Camp Righteous that has Dracula, or is it Camp Vengeance that
Camp,
has Dracula?
Camp Vengeance okay. has Commander Bonebreaker.
Camp Righteous is where we just came out of the dungeon.
Correct, yeah.
So
yeah.
We just stopped right outside.
Yeah, you pretty much...
scared off the bird, the goblin thing.
Yeah, the Batiri are like, fuck this, and they took off.
Right, this guy just fought a dinosaur.
Ooh, I don't know how much HP I had. No,
I
used all my heals
have
on John.
Maximum, but I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, are we doing anything else this day, or should we fast forward to a long rest?
You see a rustle in the bush.
Russell!
Damn it, Russell! I told you to stop hiding in the bushes.
Russell, you gotta fight Russell now.
Little voyeur.
Russell and his giant ants.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, boys! Russell, get back here!
You look hungry. I made you some trail mix for the jungle.
Gonna need it to keep up your strength.
So you guys are going to rest then, yeah?
Please, God.
Wait, I gotta see if I can attune to this jug.
This is my jug.
Oh.
I risk life and limb for mayonnaise every day.
Nice jugs.
Thanks. I just got the one.
Can the alchemy jug make pee?
Oh, why would you ask that?
What if we just
damn it.
Disinfectant it reasons?
Can I pour out all the useless magical water and just pee in it?
One for me and pee for my homies.
What if we step on a jellyfish? We might need it.
Well, or if how you many get gallons do we get?
Or if you get blisters.
We're supposed to pee on blisters?
Or if
that's
Nigel
what they
gets
say.
Up
ew.
It.
Lots of people. I didn't mean that they're right. Lots of people say the earth is flat, too.
No.
The same.
Chult is flat. Really.
Chult is absolutely flat.
For all the flat earthers
I don't know, I see
listening
some mountains
to the podcast,
on there.
Welcome. You daft turd.
Flee for your lives!
Or sanity or something.
Okay, so you guys want to rest then, right?
Yeah, back on the beach.
Works for me.
On the beach.
Are we camping?
Josh.
With all of our wounded soldiers that were very...
Our golem
back.
Got out, right?
Yeah, he's with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, we didn't bring him all the way in.
Right.
Yeah.
Couldn't get him over that one step. Do we want to rest out here, or do we just want to go fortify the inside of the dungeon? Because nothing's coming in from the inside at us.
That's true.
That's true. Sure.
I mean, we just need a place to rest. And if we're out here where the dinosaurs and monster chickens came at us, and all of these busted down tents in the poop hole.
We know we have a source of fire in there.
Yeah.
There we go. Sleeping in the dungeon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about burning the shithole.
Oh, no. I'm talking about triggering the trap again.
Look at all this guano.
You've triggered my trap guard.
No. You could rest in the house of man and crocodile.
Just inside.
Source of revealing light. Can't move for three turns.
She thinks actually...
What a greed! Draw two additional cards.
Oh, dear.
About to send him to the shadow realm.
She agrees. Thinks it's a great place to rest.
Thanks. 20.
After not wanting to go in the first place?
She figures if you come back out, it's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, so it had more to do with danger than any sense.
You remember
of,
turtle like, catapult? I will talk to you about our own.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with reverence.
Get this cross talk going. We got some Yu-Gi-Oh! To discuss, so carry on.
This is now the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan cast.
Welcome to the Rancor's Brothel Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast.
Any women out there want to relieve us of virginities, please call 1-800-YouBunchOfTools.com. That's right, I'm just crossing everything now.
It's a smartphone,
that works, right?
You guys get in the...
I don't even want to play D&D.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think you've played it yet in this campaign.
Rolled something.
Thanks. You just keep insulting people.
Who? In real life?
Everyone you come across.
Oh.
Whether in real life or in the game, you just insult them.
It's not my fault they suck.
Suck it.
You're able to convince the Order of the Gauntlet soldiers to come in from the boats and rest up so you can hang out there if you like.
That's going to be a crowded tunnel then.
This is true.
It was pretty deep.
We just stacked them up inside that pit that we jumped over. Bring out your dad.
Bring out.
Do we have enough room to lay everyone out and make a, you know,
we lay
live
down,
in area?
Lay down boards.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can make it work. It's not a big deal.
Good. We'll make it work.
You have some food and some rations. You take care of that stuff.
I have some hit points back.
So yeah, you guys can.
Gnarly.
Hit points and so on and so forth.
Yep. Oh, we found those climbers kits. That's the other thing.
Josh used one of them.
Yep.
Well, they're not usable.
I left that behind.
Oh, then never mind. That's one way of using it up. Just leaving it.
I would say I'm pretty sure Josh left it behind.
Climb back in there.
No,
and get
I'm
it.
Good.
I left that baton the mollusk.
Josh, would you like to? Identify this magic item that you have.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a second to identify the jug.
Sure. In some way, shape, or form. I'm trying to figure out how the hell you would even identify a magic item in this goddamn version.
Alchemy roll. No?
No.
Something I can do.
I meant Arcana.
Arcana would say? Be alchemy.
Yeah, it's the same. It's an alchemy jug. We already know what it is, man. Got alchemy on the brain.
Alchemy, shmalchemy.
Shmalchemy jugs.
Take a look at these jugs.
Because you don't need to attune to it, so you just need to identify it. Sure, I'll give anyone who's trained in Arcana an Arcana roll.
Any of our spellcasters have Arcana.
Hang on, I was writing down my spells.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's an 8.
There we go.
How much Arcana somewhere. Do I have? When are we ever going to give me a character sheet that has the numbers 2. Not cut off?
What is this wee business?
I keep bringing them, and Grady's printer's like, I don't like your numbers.
Can I just take 10?
I got a nat 20. I'm not even fucking with you. It was real. I wouldn't waste it on this.
It was real.
That's
fair.
That's a fair point.
Not even for me.
Hey, Fod, just an alchemy jug.
Oh, holy shit.
What the fuck?
And that's
we
just,
were not expecting that.
I can name a liquid and it'll produce it once a day.
Yes.
Like 2 gallons?
2 gallons of mayonnaise, 8 ounces of acid. There's different amounts for different stuff.
Did I actually find a sigil at the bottom that's like, and it also shoots fireball?
No.
Because I did roll a 20.
You did roll a 20. You definitely know it doesn't do anything more than the standard alchemy jug shit.
What a great dungeon reward.
Well, can't all
I have
be winners.
To ask, I have to ask, is that in the book or are you just an asshole?
I will let you know that shortly after, if you look it up, who wrote this again?
Your mom.
Oh, otherwise, no one's very good kind.
Take that, Marla.
Nothing but a nice lady.
She may never recover.
Published author.
Chris Perkins wrote it. Chris Perkins, shortly after this came out, everyone kept asking Chris Perkins, what the fuck alchemy jug? And he's like, eh. So you could look up the interview with him. He's like, eh.
I mean, right, you got a primitive group of people, they might worship something like that.
What'd he do? Put all his efforts into Curse of Strahd? Because I doubt it.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. You do great work.
I love you.
So much for that. Not the Wizards is never going to endorse this shit.
Make a quart of oil.
Like,
which means we can get our fried chicken business.
That's not what I thought. I thought this was
not enough to deep fry anything.
We can fry those big birds.
Well, yeah, oil doesn't go bad overnight. I just keep pouring out until I have
it.
Like, don't get me wrong. Normally, most groups with an alchemy jug, I would not be concerned. With Josh, I'm concerned.
Suck it, Perkins.
Isn't that
a chicken thing in Breaking Bad, Perkins? Is this all fortuitous?
What are you babbling about?
You know what I'm talking about?
That's Poyos Hermanos, I think.
Is Perkins a real place? It's a restaurant.
Yes, it is.
Do they serve chicken?
Probably. Yeah. It's a diner.
I mean, most places do serve chicken in some way, shape, or form.
So now we have to make a chicken restaurant named Perkins because the alchemy jug.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm going to keep this long stretch going.
So you definitely earned that. You have you got that alchemy jug.
Where are we going to keep the oil
drinking
in?
Drinking mayonnaise.
Critical Role already did it, Josh.
So?
Okay. Just so you know.
They drank mayonnaise.
They don't have a trademark on drinking mayonnaise.
I bet they do. That Mercer's a handsome, smart fellow. You bet he did it.
Well, they can eat my mayonnaise-covered
You're nice people.
Man, that's going in next year's PopCon audition.
So we don't have to go?
Someone from Scotland will win.
Even better.
Some stupid thread.
But you begin to, let's see.
Did I have to take watch again?
I would assume so, yes.
Well, we've got a whole bunch of soldiers here. We'll just have a soldier take watch.
They're only slightly dying.
Okay, I'll let them encounter the dangerous things first. Yes, all of them were pretty dying. That's why you were taking them back.
Oh, you know.
We'll take turns.
They can still see.
They can still see.
Gurgle if something's coming.
He's laying there.
That's close. Not really a gurgle, though.
I've been alerted by a gurgle.
Oh, no, he just died.
That was just a death rattle. There's nothing. There's nothing.
You cry wolf, why don't you?
Bork.
Hello.
You must have, drawn the shortest straw. You are on last watch for whatever reason. You start to feel like the sun should be coming up, right? Except it doesn't seem to get any lighter as your internal clock is going. It should be getting lighter. And you begin to roll me a... I was not playing D&D last night. I was playing Delta Green and now I'm confused. Perception check. That's what I want.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have
six!
Or do you have, is survival better for you?
No!
Okay.
Can I just get my passive perception?
Yeah, when do we use that? What is that for?
That's
it's
just...
whenever you're not actively looking for stuff.
Like now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, now he's actively saying, where the f*** is the sun?
That's fair.
I am assuming you are... I guess if you're actively not looking, then yes.
Well, with that role, I'm gonna be more passive.
Passively doing nothing right now.
You hear... The treetops, the wind has picked up. It's kind of...
Storms come.
Perhaps.
Storms brewing.
He rolled a six, so you're not quite sure, but it's entirely fine. Possible.
It's like Mayberry out there. You're good.
Wind's howling.
I don't think they've ever had a day of rain.
What's Mayberry?
In the jungle.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you, within a few minutes later, you probably all wake up as you hear a cocoon of lightning.
Strumming.
Oh, yeah. Mark farting.
And you start to hear, I mean, just, it's not quite monsoon, but it is starting to rain pretty heavily.
Did anyone tie down our boats?
Sure. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
They're canoes, so standard practice would be to drag them onto the shore.
Ah.
All the way and hang them in the trees.
Put them in the tops of trees.
How's your throat?
Not great.
I'm going to walk towards the edge of the entrance and just kind of look out and just...
It is raining. I'm not sure where Bork is from, but it is probably raining more heavily than anywhere you've ever seen before.
It's starting to, like, standing water?
Oh, yeah. No,
is it starting to leak into the dungeon?
Not a whole lot, but yeah. I mean, it's it's pouring.
All right. Let's go get the boats, shall we? Just to be sure. Pull them a little further up.
We're going to try and pull the boats up.
Sure.
Boat up. All right.
Just so that the river doesn't rise real quick and sweep them off.
Yeah. Eku looks out into the and says, a bit of a storm this morning. We're moving into the wetter part of the season, so we could probably expect fairly frequent storms from here on out.
I am overjoyed by that.
Would you like a giggity or something, Fodge? Is that what you're looking for?
No, it's fine.
That's some low-hanging fruit, wetter part of the season. Meh. Okay. Now, if we go outside and she's like, oh, I got wet, then we'll hit it hard. I'll get some oil out of this jug. We'll grease her up.
It'd be like Deliverance.
But oil and water.
Yes, probably.
Eku's like, but in elf years?
50.
It, what,
I thought Eku was old.
He's older.
50's not that old.
It's the new 20.
Oh boy, you're on the wrong side of 30.
Barely.
Closer to 50 than you think.
Die first.
Depending on the listenership, you might. Right? Insulting 50-year-olds.
So yeah, you guys go out and you see the canoes are still there.
The canoes cannot any longer. They're kinda gone. Right, we'll just bring them in and tie them down somewhere.
Yep. They all kind of look around. Are you intending to travel today? I assume so, yes?
Maybe. How safe is it? Is this a coup?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be... It is not challenging yet. If it continues to storm in this manner, we should be able to make decent time. Visibility will be reduced, but it's not horrible to travel in.
So if we're entering the stormy season, is the frequency of storm pretty consistent, or will it is like here's some and then it's gone for a while and then here's some more?
Yes, it will. It may be sunny here in 20 minutes. It may downpour for the next 4 days.
Like it's a random chart.
Yeah. A coup. What are your dice eyes?
There are ways to predict the weather. I don't know them, but there are ways.
If there were. There were a mathematical chance, say, as we enter the rainy season.
No, I'm sure that's not the case.
There's like a 55 to 60% chance of sunny, like a 30% chance of storm, and like a 10% chance of, oh, fuck, you should go find cover.
First of all, never tell me the odds.
Oh!
Yeah, we might as well try and travel. We're not that far off.
Don't you all also right. have a busted knuckle?
What? I'm about to bust a nut.
Oil jug.
That's all. This please, is just please. Me.
Not in the canoe.
Sharing a canoe with Dave the Wizard.
No!
Dave, hold my hand!
Which has a busted knuckle or not?
What? No, I'm missing part of my finger.
Oh.
It's not a busted
sorry,
knuckle.
Sorry, they had a busted knuckle.
Ooh. A busty knuckle?
Busty knuckle.
You all make it into the canoes and begin proceeding northward towards
Splish
the port.
Flash. So, how far do we get in the storm? Is that translated mean we get one hex instead of two?
No, actually, you notice that Eku, I assume, is still leading.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what you paid her for, nope. Unless you want to change something.
Nope.
She actually is able to navigate you through some sort of dangerous eddies and streams that are developing. She's able to shift you back and forth on the shore. You would say you make solid time.
For a dangerous eddie. Here it is.
My name's Dangerous Eddie. Why you in my part of the jungle?
You gotta quit looking at us to take all the material, man. You gotta swing at somebody to call yourself.
I know you got one, so
Dangerous Eddie and Russ are gonna start a gang.
Yep, they just said it in Russell. The old jungle boys.
Jesus. The day continues to pass relatively easily. You get periods of you know, strong wind and downpour, and then the sun pops out a little bit.
It's like Indiana.
Yeah. Anything in particular like you'd like to do?
Almost like a storm that almost shows up and then doesn't really.
But they blow the siren because your friend isn't sure if he wants his friends over at 2 p.m. or not.
Exactly.
Like, is this alarm real? We'll never know. Alarm!
I got it.
Alarm!
Tell us the truth, Grady.
About what?
The siren.
Yes. I'm sure they went off all over the county.
Like, let me know, listeners.
Anyway.
I think just traveling today.
Okay.
Nothing in particular.
Nothing stands out. You move another day closer towards the port.
Rations.
Oh.
What?
Your rations, your bugs, your...
Yep.
All your fun stuff that's probably slowly running low.
Yep.
I have so much grease.
Yeah, me I've too. Got tons of bug stuff because the amount of uses per jug...
Yeah.
...is quite high.
Yeah. Rations, nah. Bug stuff, yeah.
I have 9 days of rations left. That should be enough.
We've got 12.
I'm not sharing.
But we also thanks have a jug that. Of mayonnaise, so we can survive off of mayonnaise alone for the last
get our calories
from, good nutrients.
Get our calories will, from drinking straight oil.
We will just smell delicious when we get there.
I'm doing keto.
I'm in ketosis. Oh, God. Oh, I need some Chipotle ketosis.
We're going to use the oil mayo. To deep fry water.
Oh, brilliant. I think that's called a grease fire.
Calories.
Calories. What we should have done
is produced as much oil as possible, mix it in with that giant poop hole before we left, and set that bad boy on fire so we could see our way back into the jungle for a month. Just follow the pillar of stinky smoke.
Let's just set the rainforest on fire. Then we'll always know where the rainforest is.
That's how they handle poop in the military. They collect it all, and then some poor bastard's job is to mix petrol, stir it up, set it on fire.
Gets rid of the issue.
Yeah, it does. It's just burning poop.
Is petrol different than, like, just gasoline?
No,
I didn't know if you just went British or if there was a distinction.
No, it's gas. Oh, okay. I don't know why I called it petrol.
Oh, I think they use diesel because of the
yeah, it's diesel.
It burns differently. Oh. It's not as explosive.
Explosive shit is the greatest.
So you pull up the boats, rest. Night watches seem to pass uneventfully.
Shoot, nice. You sleep in the boats.
Nice.
One day down.
The next day it is, Tuesday. There seem to be no signs of the rain. It is hot, unpleasant, a little wet and sticky.
Yeah, I'm greased.
Okay. And anybody else want to navigate, or would you like Eku to take point?
That's Eku's job.
If you guys want to pay me, I'll navigate.
I want to pay you to navigate. I'm
just, that was my way of saying Eku's going to do it.
Nonsense.
Perception checks, everybody?
Uh-oh.
Perceiving.
I'm passive.
Always.
15.
7.
15's good. 7's not so good.
15 as well.
15's still a good number. Fodge is rolling a D10.
Glad for the consistency.
I need more tea.
15.
Bagging?
As you guys are paddling, he's making a shit
number.
Yeah.
What do I have in perception?
2.
4. You're... No, I was right! Hell yeah!
For those of you playing along at home,
I thought it was
the first time this campaign.
I knew.
As you move along, like I said, this is the jungle. You don't normally see a lot of structures or signs of civilization. You see some bizarre looking huts just slightly off the riverbank.
Okay.
They are on...
How bizarre.
Everything's fine.
Oh, nobody else is going to do it for me?
I was
spilling my coffee.
I was going to ask what you said, but I realized I rolled a 7, so it doesn't matter.
These sort of huts are elevated. They're on kind of like you see those houses in Florida that are stormproof. Yeah. You know what I mean? The ones that are on stilts.
Do they look very primitive?
Yeah. Pretty much thatch, some reeds, basically anything you can collect within 20 or 30 feet of the riverbank.
Okay.
The 15s also spot, a couple of very large birds. They look like storks almost.
Like the same ones that you saw last time, the axe beaks?
No. These are lanky and lean, water birds. But what I mean large, I mean literally, and by the definition of D&D, large. These things are probably 10 feet tall.
So fighting birds.
Yeah, that's foul.
In the huts?
They're moving around it. Okay. Looks like they are moving some things, maybe working on the huts.
The birds are?
Yeah.
Wait.
You want to go make bird friends?
Those birds got fingies?
Don't they have fingies?
Are they? For hut building.
They're building shit. They got fingies.
Are they Aarakocra then?
They're not Aarakocra. You could roll nature if you want.
I'm going to roll survival. A perception. I want to see if they got fingies. 19.
They do not have fingies.
There's nothing to see
here.
How
are we going to get bird fingies? Deep fried chicken fingies.
Nothing. Oh, we want chicken fingies.
I got
fingies.
A 16 survival.
Okay.
Because I'm untrained in nature.
So you don't know what they are because you don't know it in nature.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they probably are predatory birds. Something akin to a giant crane.
Okay.
So
the real question is, based on my role, can I survive fighting them?
Yeah. No, you don't think that they look that tough, as far as you can tell.
There's XP in them hills.
10% extra. Can we? So how far away are we from them?
I don't
like
know.
To interject.
100 yards, maybe. 150 yards.
We're close enough, like yelling distance.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
How far away from fourth
how
level
fast
are
we passing them?
Not. I mean, you know, slow walking pace. Speed. Little fast. Just a little bit faster than walking speed. It'd take a few minutes.
Hail!
To,
what? Who are you shouting at? Hey, look over there. There's birds.
Oh.
I also rolled a 1.
I waved to see if they waved back, and I was just missing something.
You do see them sort of One of them turns and flaps. Of course, if they're 8-9 feet tall, that wingspan has got to be like 14 or 15
feet. Oh,
Christ,
they're big. Why did you hail them?
Large.
And
they grapple them.
They flap their wings and kind of, you know, that sort of bird agitated thing where they flap their wings down kind of quickly and sort of, they sort of caw back and forth at each other. Mm-hmm. And then they both just turn their giant heads and look at you.
Do they look like they're more hard. Intelligent than like any other bird? Like, are
it
they
didn't immediately take flight or anything. Like, these birds are
well, they have huts,
watching
right?
you.
They do have huts.
Are these huts just glorified nests? Because the planet Earth thing, you see those birds building huts that look like pears that you can crawl into.
I love
into.
That show.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if they build a hut, so what? Lucas, remix that into a rap song. If they build a hut, so what?
What?
That's a great lyrics.
Yeah. Eku says, it appears to be a village of Ebla.
Mm. What are they?
Ebla. However the hell they want me to pronounce this. Eblis. Called Eblis.
Eblis. Idris Eblis. I love that guy.
He's so good.
He's in a hut.
God. They are not particularly dangerous. I would imagine they would leave us alone. They're a bit... they're opportunistic Savage. Birds.
They speak Draconic or Celestial?
Nah. They speak Common.
Oh, well, I guess that's easy.
Yeah.
Are they the kind of birds that like to take gold and hoard it?
What
kind of bird is that?
Probably.
A dragon bird.
Probably, yes.
Dragon
bird. A magpie.
That's not a bird.
Should we go trade with them?
They like, are let's... quite knowledgeable of things in and about this area.
Oh, there you go.
Legend has it that they are... what does legend have it? I read it and I don't remember. That legend has these are reincarnated humans that have been spited by the gods.
Well,
okay.
Wouldn't want to associate with people spited by the gods.
Me neither. I glare at Nigel.
Wait.
Wait, what?
All right, let's pull in. Let's see what they're up to. See if we can get any information out of them.
I didn't understand that.
We're going to figure out what's going on anyway.
Okay, yeah. If
can
you
we
wanna...
gather around the good stuff, as Pizza Hut used to say in 2008, as I looked up?
What?
Who got what? Some huts to get to?
Man. What?
You?
Why are you looking Whoa. Up old slogans?
It's like crap. Words that start with hut. Hut puns.
Just furiously Googling.
Reddit.com.
The collective I mean, of all the internet's intelligence.
It's true that you're probably more likely to find
them. Yeah.
That went over better than I hoped.
As you pull up towards the huts, the one of the birds hops up on top of the hut, so now he's...
They have a cartel.
Right yeah. Now. They are... You know, they're elevated maybe 5, 6, 7 feet out of... off the, up above the bank, obviously, if the river swells or something like that.
Some flood insurance.
From the bank.
As they... again, they sort of flap their wings, and one of them sort of... can we help you?
What?
And we're traveling up to Port City, Port Nirinzaru, and our guide here said that you usually have some, or at least some knowledge of the area, so we're trying to figure things out, because we need to come back, and want to know if you you can give us any pointers.
We will There's trade information for gemstones.
Hey, I know a guy that has some of those.
This is me?
No, it's this guy who took them out of the poop thing and didn't share with anybody. So, looks like you're sharing our information stones.
Yay!
Which one summons Thanos?
What gems do I have?
Well, if you didn't write them down on your sheet, it doesn't look like you got them. I got them now.
Judges are writing down gemstones.
Yeah, I got some of those.
Wait, alright, I'm just going to write down gems, because apparently I can just do that.
Well, you have, unless you added it to your gold total.
Oh, me too.
You picked up 50 gold worth of gems.
You did pick up 5 assorted gemstones. Somebody did inside the latrine.
You know, I seem to remember you saying, let's just convert those right away. And so I did. Hence why I don't have them written down as gems.
And you just wrote down 50 gold.
Right.
So erase 50 gold.
But I want that 50 gold.
Well, we're trading it for information right now.
We?
Yeah, we.
We.
This is a party setting, and you're the odd man out being the evil one.
I hand you one gem.
Okay. It's going to start like that.
Wait, you telling me Dave's evil?
Hold on a second. You're telling me the guy with slaves? Wait, no. Prisoners with jobs is a bad guy?
He only casts bonfire. He's trying to help.
I'm not entirely certain he's a wizard instead of a guy who just knows how to do survivalist stuff in the wilderness.
He's like an evil Bear Grylls.
So Bear Grylls.
Just take the fucking sapphire.
I got a gemstone here.
Our information usually costs a bit more than that. Do you have 4 or 5 more?
Yeah.
Four more.
Nope.
Well, first up. Easy come, easy go.
If we only get one question, I'm going to ask.
We've already been down
this.
It's not a question-based game. You'll just give us
how many wishes do we get?
Nolan will just sort of say, we've already been down this river once. We've already seen it. You can't tell us that much that's new. And can I roll a persuasion check?
Sure. You can roll a persuasion check.
Oh,
said the man with 20 charisma.
Boom, bonfire.
They're going to help us open our chicken shack.
Yeah, so that comes to a 27. Yeah.
Very well. You don't wish to learn anything from us. We understand.
What? A twist.
With a 27, huh?
Yeah, he was persuading them that they didn't know anything. Unless you're trying to fuck with them.
I think you're just trying to haggle.
The intention was taggle, yes.
I see.
Let me try again. With a 27, huh?
I mean, he's rolled 27. I wasn't really sure what the hell he was doing with said 27.
Just banking it for later.
Fair enough.
No, yeah, I was saying that
I just
since we've already been along the river, it's not like they're telling us a whole bunch of new information.
Right, yeah.
So who's really the evil?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'll share the love.
Yes, because, of course, with your, traveling of only the river, you would definitely know about the Grung City nearby, and you would know the Firefinger and the Heart of Ubtal, but, whatever you believe.
Of course we do.
I remember Ubtal.
We know about them, but do you? we're just kidding. So will you tell us about those? I give you the sapphire. It's a pretty blue...
Yeah.
You call it blind? I don't know. I don't know what sapphire is.
Yes, also blue.
Stonebolt thinks it's candy.
Guess what's up? It's candy. It's real hard.
I've been sucking on it for days and it just won't go smaller.
Lucas, we're going to need a break.
Yep. Constitution score.
The Eblis will negotiate for 3 gems instead of 5.
You get to keep 2 of them.
Very well.
You still writing everything down?
No.
I wrote down Grung City.
And there was a finger of fire.
My notes for this interaction.
Is that what it was called?
Eble bird bastards.
Good okay. Dick joke.
Okay, what are you doing?
I was going to mark on the map so you know what the hell I was talking about. And learn some more things.
Also, your Avengers shirt keeps making me think that it's a 4.
Avengers 4 coming soon.
That's a big area.
Are those the frog people?
Yeah.
They're cute.
Maybe poisonous, but cute. To fight all the undead with this fire tip.
What river are we on?
You are over here. Okay, so we got a minute.
It is the Heart of Ubtal.
Okay. So we know where the middle of this place is. So that's what we're looking for anyway. That's the place we need to go. Is Ubtal this island?
This is Chult.
Ubtal is a Chult deity.
Oh, okay.
See the one that there was all kinds of chaos and nonsense, and then that was the...
Yeah. He points to something, they point in the direction, and you get that approximation somewhere in the southeast there. There is a major Grung city.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for some Grungs, you could definitely head that direction. They also describe to you a several hundred foot tall tower that is a light. They call it the Firefinger.
Ooh. 100 foot tower. Not the Dark Tower.
No, not quite the Dark Tower. And then, sort of at the end of the river basin, which you've sort of drawn there roughly, there is what they call the Heart of Ubtal, which is, what the fuck's the word?
Is this actually what the heart is for?
Yeah.
It's a, Dave, you have Arcana, yes? Yeah. You guys want to roll Arcana? Dave's going to know what this is as soon as I say it anyway, so I'm hoping he makes the roll.
A 6.
Okay. Oh,
can I
The Heart of Ubtal is both literally and figuratively the heart of a god that is floating over the top of the river basin.
Oh.
For the D&D folks, it is an earth moat.
Okay.
So once you get down into the actual river basin itself, you can't miss it because it's literally floating several hundred feet in the air.
Got it.
And the fire finger was literally on fire, correct?
Yes, it's flame. Yeah, it's pillar a giant flame. Yeah, it's a giant pillar with a flame at the top that never seems to go out.
Do they know if it's
the eye of
like
Saul.
Does it have like a stone like, you know?
Yes, it is underneath? It is a stone base.
Okay, so it's a stone thing that's on fire.
Correct.
No, only like it's a torch on top. The whole structure is not on fire, right?
Correct. Okay. It is a
like a birthday candle.
Yeah. Like a lighthouse.
Yes.
Yeah, if you put a lighthouse on top of a giant pillar, it's kind of like that.
Okay. That makes more sense than the whole thing being on fire.
Correct.
Less dope. But
at which point the Iblis sort of squawks and flaps its wings at you. Any more gems? Any more information you'd like?
Don't put your finger where you wouldn't put your dick. Here's a gem for you.
Good, you owe us now.
Chasey's Maxies.
How many of these bird people are there?
You currently see two.
Okay. Are these the same bird people who were flying through the trees and we had to scatter?
No.
Okay.
Those were bird dinosaur people.
Oh,
these okay. are just straight up bird people.
This is just a different...
They're not even really people.
Okay. Different intelligent bird species.
Correct.
Got it. And whereabouts on the river are we currently?
You are like, what, two hexes. You're like two hexes northeast of Camp Righteous.
Okay.
All right. You think that's all they got for us?
I don't know.
XP.
We gave... So we traded you, we gave you gems. Is there anything else you think we should know?
They just... As best as a bird can shrug, it shrugs.
Gotcha.
Let's move on.
A random encounter.
Made sense. We'll be back. I mean, back by this way. We have to travel this way again later.
Watch your ass.
If you have
I
those.
Prefer the wings.
No.
Ooh.
Watch your wings.
Wow.
Yeah, there are so many giant birds in this place.
Yes,
we're going to do well.
Caw-caw! So,
if Kentucky you're going to open a chicken fried. Shack, this yeah. is a...
It's called good. Perkins.
Perkins? Called Perkies. It's like the Hooters. But,
so we only serve chicken breast?
The D&D realm. No, we serve everything. We just call it Perkies.
Okay.
We have giant boobied wenches serving it. Or Flynn in a dress.
Wait, they're giants?
Yeah. Big old frosty ones.
All right. Only. What would you like to do?
Thank you, Mr. Bird Person.
Yes, goodbye.
Count Storkula. Thanks, Count Storkula. Just recycling ideas at this point. Count Storkula. I'm going to make note of what he looks like in case I see him again.
Fair enough.
Big Bird.
Bird Man. That's
as you.
With several A's and an exclamation.
Personal, I would have went with Donald. Fuck. So.
Okay. Save that for the next bird person.
Okay, I got one. I got
this
one.
One's already claimed.
As you begin paddling northeast, Eku notes that most interactions don't go that well. They were clearly terrified by you, I suppose.
As well as should be.
They don't normally... I guess they are opportunistic birds, and while we are carrying five or six injured people that would be easy to prey upon...
there's a bunch of us.
Yes.
And they watch us fight a dinosaur. Several at this point. Four yes. dinosaurs.
They are...
We're like the Chris Pratt of this island.
They are known to have magic powers, so...
The one time I didn't ask.
Dang it, go back!
We circle.
We don't want their magic powers.
Magic powers, not items.
You don't know what they imbue.
We'll hit them up on the way back.
I swear to God.
No.
I really even thought about it.
Have any magic? Well, convert all your money to gemstones when we get to the city. And
I just
come back.
I didn't want to be a cliche. Shouldn't have second guessed myself.
Get skills in crafting and make fake gems out of glass.
Oh,
and go back and be their king.
Oh, yeah, bird king. What a life goal.
Dude, you get the biggest hut there.
Bird king.
I want to see you get a real colorful dress and coat and dance around like a bird of paradise.
That actually sounds
just
like.
Bobbing your head
that's
up.
That's the local bar. Bird king.
Bird king. Bird.
Continuing onward.
Yep.
Where are we?
Keep moving more hexes, I suppose.
Another
day free. Goes by.
Sweet. Rations and bugs. Rations and bugs. Survived a bird encounter.
Like you do.
Made the evil character cough up some of his ill-gotten gains.
Ill-gotten? I mean, it was smelly, sure.
Right, there's poop everywhere. That's pretty ill.
It is exceptionally hot today.
Sweet. Oof.
I am basted.
Anybody care to grease up?
I'm going to forego sunscreen today. Just put oil on myself.
Just manning. Or,
speaking, you just have the jug produce suntan lotion.
Ooh. There is something about producing other things, right?
Wait, can we produce?
It is whatever's in that list.
Oh come on now. Melanoma's no joke.
I was thinking we could have produced the bug stuff. The bug. Right.
Oh, there you go. Can I pour bug stuff in it to make it reproduce the bug stuff?
You're not sure?
Teachable quantity.
Roll Arcana.
Okay.
Hey,
I actually
rolled a 19 on that.
Hey. It definitely doesn't work like that.
Damn it, Bobby.
Do it.
100% it works.
I rolled like a 3. You and I are just cramming stuff in the jug. What are you guys doing? It's learning.
I just emptied my gold pouch into it.
Just shake it up, rich. Pour it out.
I think you clogged up my mayonnaise hole. I got a point in it.
Oh, let's not talk about your mayonnaise hole.
Now I want to play one of these bird people. Let's restart. I'm a Birdman now.
Wait, isn't that a movie?
Yep. Is Harvey Birdman attorney at law?
Yeah.
No.
I want to be a turkey barbarian Birdman. Rage in. Gobbler just wobbling around.
The old gobbler wobble.
Yep. I already got dick waggling as one of my skills. I wrote it in. Yeah.
Trained.
I put expertise next to it.
Super proficient.
Super proficient.
That's funny. Rocks fall. So there's a boat for the Shield Guardian.
Yep.
There are canoes for the injured folk.
Yep.
Is anyone riding in the canoes with the injured folk?
Nope.
No.
No.
So the rest of you are all in like two canoes, then you're just kind of all towing in them
together.
I thought for some reason I thought when we were talking canoes there was enough for
when we were canoodling
almost everyone to have a pair, like two people and then Eku sharing one with us.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I'm just making sure. I know that you guys set off with I think 3 and then you found some more. I'm just curious as to how many canoes there actually are.
Well, how many sick people do we have?
Like 6.
Then probably 2 canoes for them.
So 4 canoes
for
total.
Us, and then we've got the Guardian.
Yeah, 4 canoes, because we can put 3 sick people per canoe.
Right.
They're not going to be doing much.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll tie them to the raft, because the raft is going to be coming with us.
Gotcha.
We don't want them to have to actually paddle.
And so it's like Eku plus 2 of you,
right.
Then 2 of you, then raft of sickies.
Well, probably each of our canoes is dragging one of the other canoes.
Okay, so you're in 2 sets then.
And if this river is wide, we can just be canoe adjacent.
Right, okay. Yeah. So you're
racing.
You're kind of stacked 2-2-1 then.
Sure.
With the raft being pulled by one of the two groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the raft in the middle. So us, raft, sick guys.
Okay. Makes so you're sense. In one long chain?
Something like that.
Okay.
I mean, that'll just be the swimming order, inevitably, when all these canoes just
capsize
burst in the fire.
Unexpectedly. Quote unquote.
Okay. I assume that you two are riding in the same canoe, Borg and Paul.
More.
What are your passive perceptions?
12. I'm very passive right now.
How do you
14.
Calculate that?
It's your perception if you rolled a 10.
Oh.
So whatever your whatever your perception score 10 is plus 10. Perception.
Then it's 14.
I'd say 12 would be pretty bad.
Yeah. 15?
Is that right?
No, it usually would be 14.
Why are you going to be hating on characters with low wisdom?
I think as a group we have low wisdoms and intelligences.
Yeah.
I got a 14.
Passing.
Oh, yeah, you're a monk, aren't you? Not bad. I shouldn't be typecasting.
Monk.
So,
Tony Shalhoub.
You, that
was 16 wisdom.
You have just a moment, Bork and Paul. You see one of them, right before they hit the boat. Almost impossible to see, as they're entirely submerged in the water. But you just happen to see the eyes and the snout of the large crocodile.
Oh!
Just as it hits your boat.
Hold on, can I
like bump it or attack it?
Oh, you know, you ever seen the crocs do the roll thing? We're death rolling. You're not surprised, so I
can't do a reaction of dissonant whispers.
Nah. They're already, at this point, they've just been following you, looking for a boat to attack, and I rolled, and it came up with you guys' boat.
Nom.
So they're going to hit and try and flip your boat, so you have a second to hold on to your canoe, or to jump out, or, like, you got a moment to react physically.
How far am I from the bank?
It would probably take you swim at half your speed, so maybe 2 rounds of swimming?
I'm talking how far am I?
30 feet. 2 rounds of swimming would be 30. Well, no, wait, you're faster.
Yeah, yeah. So he's probably...
I'm 40.
No bleep.
You're 40. Yeah, 40 so feet. we'll say you're 60 feet off the bank.
Poof.
Poof.
Poof indeed.
You got a second to brace. You got a second to...
Brace yourselves!
I'll brace.
Okay.
Same.
So both of you roll me... We'll call it athletics or acrobatics, whichever you prefer.
That is a 23.
Braced.
Okay. Been braced.
Help. Like a man in a hospital athletics? After he hurts his neck. He's been braced.
What is this one? Acrobatics.
I could have got a dentist on that, but neck braced.
22.
Nice.
So braced.
So you, so I assume you guys are the boat ahead with Eku. You sure. Hear a loud splashing noise as your boat gets all jerked around a little bit. I assume you're tied together in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone in the line sort of screams as a crocodile slams into canoe number 2 and begins to flip it. You guys are able to not quite right it, but as it starts to roll, you kind of get in a position where you're not immediately having your ass eaten by the one on the opposite side.
Like they're on the...
Yeah, they clearly
upside down part of the.
They're not. It didn't quite flip. Like I'm imagining, Flynn. Like he sees it coming. He leans one way to try and counterbalance it. So when it slams, he doesn't roll it over. You guys so far have rolled better than the first croc. Try the second croc. No. So you are at this point both stable, but you have 2 crocodiles on either side of you.
Crocodiles in the stable.
We will toss initiative.
Oh, God.
What was that?
We're just quoting high school classmates.
23.
17.
13.
11.
So we're going this way for you guys.
Yep.
Which one?
To quote a movie about a big fish, we're going to need a bigger boat.
That was not the movie called Big Fish, though.
No. It was Jaws.
Fudge gets to go first.
I'm going to cast Distant Whispers, so make me a Wisdom saving throw.
You have 2 of them.
The one that hit the boat.
Okay. Wisdom, you said?
Yes, please. You are trying to beat a 14.
I rolled a 6, which is less than 14.
You said it's 3d6, right?
Yeah.
It has to move
all of its speed away. It's running, because crocodiles are fearful now.
12 damage.
You do 12 damage?
Yes.
Okay. Fadre starts telling it, "You're not the crocodile you think you are. You're just an alligator. You get out of here.
None of your friends really like you, and I need new shoes."
Gucci!
Gucci!
Oh, no! I go into a rage.
I immediately regretted it.
Just triggered. You brought up his lover.
The thing immediately begins to dart away from you. Flynn, would you like to,
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm going to inspire Bork. Hey, Bork you got inspired. This.
Would you Give like to take Gucci. An opportunity attack?
Please.
Sure.
With inspiration.
Ah.
In memory of Gucci, splish, splash, he was taking a bath.
If it's low, you can use your inspiration before you
Yeah, there's... It's not worth it.
Like a 9.
Yeah. It's not going to hit. It was a 6.
Okay. So you swing at this one as it kind of just starts zipping off towards the bank.
Splashes out of you. Go away, splash.
Flynn. It's your turn.
Okay. Is the other one like right there?
There's another one. Basically, they kind of came at you to try and flip one way or flip the other.
Yeah.
They just happen to slam at the boat at the same, nearly the same time. The other one is there. You can get to it relatively easily.
I'm going
to
try to punch it in the snoot. I saw this on a documentary or something.
Sure.
There's the fleeing alligator.
Punch it in the snoot.
There's 18.
Yes. You punch it in the snoot.
Flurry of blows, 15.
15 hits.
Flurry of blows, ooh, baby, 22.
Yes, you are hitting the crocodile very hard.
Banging.
Bang on that gator. What is this?
It's me.
Okay. 20 damage.
Damn. Jesus. I thought we were in the front.
Just, no!
Are we
Stop!
In the front? Yeah, we're in the front. Okay.
No!
So, Bork grabs the thing by the snout, holds it up, punches it once in each eye, then rolls over and just breaks the thing's neck.
Ooh, hell yeah. Then so, I vertical suplex it over the side of the boat.
Yeah, yeah, you got a an alligator corpse if you want it.
Yeah, I'll take
large crocodile corpse.
See, even you thought I whispered so well.
Josh.
I can't reach it, presumably. Well, was he opportunity attacked it, but it still moved 60, right?
Yeah, it's moving.
Does he have a crossbow?
Oh, no, he killed it.
I killed one.
He killed one of them. The and one on the other side of the boat is, like, heading straight towards the shore.
Oh, so the one that's not dead is leaving.
Yep.
Okay.
Fodge is making it go bye-bye.
I was just like, yeah, get him!
Anything you'd like to do, Josh?
I guess I'll prepare a javelin in case.
Okay. Dave?
Bonfires don't work underwater, Dave.
Or do they?
Oh, let's see.
I'm going
to cast bonfire. Create bonfire on his back.
Oh. Do you have a different spell? I'm not really angry. I'm just wondering.
I'm not angry.
Not as a cantrip.
Okay.
I'm not angry. I'm just wondering. Fodge has played Pokemon before. He knows that fire types and water types don't go well together, and you're on the wrong side of this
match.
Yeah,
but they could superheat water and do burning damage.
Sure.
Have you heard of subterranean volcano vent thingies?
You didn't cast that, you cast bonfire.
Yeah, but you know, it's similar.
This is the
next one cast phosphorus leak hole.
That's my favorite band.
That's the bird people band. Phosphorus leak hole.
What was the Hawaii Scud missile band?
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
Scud missile.
Hawaii Scud button.
That's it. Hawaii That's Scud right. button.
Yep. featuring phosphorus leak hole. Yep. Sure, Dave. I'll let you toss your bonfire.
You a shirt.
I'm proud of me.
Deck save. DC 15.
I swear to God, are you actually casting bonfire?
Yep.
Now he is mad at you. It dodges the bonfire.
Damn it, Bobby.
You just see fire for a split second light up on the river, and it just woof, disappears.
The weird river. I should have poured oil into the river.
Dang it.
That could only have helped our situation.
Pollute!
Nolan will sigh and then just take out his crossbow and fit a bolt and get ready for next turn.
Fair enough. What did I need to beat your roll?
14.
Okay. You see the crocodile sort of shake off whatever, you know, and kind of turn and look at you guys, and then it just goes underwater.
That's fair. I mean, it's an animal, right? We deterred it. It hurt. It's like, okay, that's not worth it.
I just dive in.
Deter.
Deter.
It is technically Fodge's turn, but it is submerged. You no longer see it.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
If you jump in, you might have a chance of seeing it.
I don't know what else is in there.
Just ready in action. And if it pops back up, if the animal decides to attack again, you'll be ready. If not, we'll just continue down the river.
Do I have to declare which spell I want to prepare?
No, just that you are preparing a spell.
If it pops back up. Does it expend a spell slot if it never pops back up?
Yes.
That's a thing?
Yes, it does.
Oh, then fuck that. It'll be fine.
This is why you prepare cantrips.
No, I guess I do have cantrips. Okay, I'm preparing a cantrip if it pops back up.
Which cantrip, out of curiosity?
Vicious Mockery.
Fair enough.
You suck! He goes back under.
And that's where the term crocodile tears comes from.
That's right.
Oh. Nice. Flynn, would Bork like to do anything?
Oh, you sure I can't see it?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Really
sure. Bork.
If they get within range, I will prepare to cast Bork's Voluptuous Fist.
Fair enough, Josh.
Oh. This is just the jab.
Dave.
Oh.
Bonfire.
Oh, okay. If I can't see it, I'm not going to... Well, I will ready my action to shoot my crossbow at it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Keep it out. Keep it ready. I think we're fine. We killed one. The other one got hurt.
What are you talking about?
I really wanted to get some... I really wanted to...
The thing we're fighting...
What are you keeping out already?
My javelin.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Jokes are only funny if they...
You have defeated the challenge rating 1/2 crocodile.
Give me those big XP numbers. 10%?
Did you actually suplex him in the boat?
Yes, yeah, you have
so
the corpse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
22 experience points each.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Do
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's me.